Dr. Morgan, thanks an awful lot for speaking with me about the Penguin Project coming to Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Now, you're a really busy doctor. You're in pediatrics. Your website says that you started being involved in theater 30-odd years ago, and you have a firm belief that presenting unrestricted access to the performing arts for people with special needs opens up all sorts of possibilities, not only for the people with special needs, but for the mentors who are working with them side by side. How does that work?
Well, first of all, theater is a tremendous way to develop social skills and develop self-esteem for anyone. I've seen it with myself. I've seen it with my family. My whole family's been involved in theater. My girls, when they were young, were all involved in theater. You develop a certain amount of maturity. You've developed social skills that allow you to really, in the workplace and out in the community, really shine. So that was the first thing that was really important, is that I saw that this had significant therapeutic value for groups of children who have difficulties with self-esteem, social skills, and communication skills. And so for the children with disabilities, this gives them an opportunity to be on stage, to work together as a group. But most importantly, and I didn't realize this initially, it gives them a much-needed social outlet. Children with disabilities are tremendously isolated. They have very few friends. Their parents have very few friends. They just don't get out much. And so this program gives them an opportunity to develop that social network. They go to rehearsals. And what's so wonderful is that we see things happening well beyond the stage. Children who weren't doing anything, sitting at home, are now going out with friends. They're going to movies. They're having play dates together. It's the sort of thing that I never really anticipated would happen. For the mentors, it gives them a chance to get a better understanding of their peers with disabilities and learning that they're really not that much different from themselves. They have a lot of talent. They have a lot of dreams. And it's a wonderful experience for them to give of themselves and to work with another individual to help them shine.
Does it take more than just doing it? Is there a special training for the mentors?
We started off with no training at all because we were kind of flying without a net. We had no idea what we were doing, and so we just had the concept. And interestingly, the children, the young people that came to us had so much heart, and they had so much understanding of wanting to help other people that we gave them some general tips and some general information, but a lot of it came from them. Over time, we've learned about what it is to be a mentor. We've learned how to be a good mentor, and we now provide training. And each year, we learn a little bit more. And what many of the programs have done is to develop what we call mentor boot camp. And so somewhere in the first couple of weeks, we have a special session just with the mentors where we go over with them how to interact with someone else, how to really push the envelope, how to initiate conversation, and then how to engage your partner to help them do their best.
I can see why that has resulted in mentors going on into career paths involved in the same kind of work.
We've seen a lot of that. We've seen a lot of children go into teaching and special ed. We've seen children go into the therapy arts. You know, I think this is summed up so much better by one of the mentors. And this is a mentor from our program in DeKalb. They were interviewing everybody and kind of doing little snippets of things. And this young lady, she must have been about 12. She said, "I knew when I heard about this Penguin Project that lives were going to be changed. I didn't know that that life would be mine."
It is pretty stunning. Now, let's do the drill for what's going to happen in Murray. I understand you have a meeting this Thursday, then you have a meeting on the 29th. The end result is a production of everybody's favorite, Annie. What are the steps, aside from the training of the mentors? What do you envision to happen at the meetings?
Well, the first step is the Get Acquainted meeting. I will be there for the first one to lead it, and there will be a second one the next week where I will not be there. Lisa and her team will be following my lead in terms of repeating that same thing. And at the meeting, what we're really there to do is to introduce the program, explain what the program is about, explain that it is a four-month process, that rehearsals are going to be anywhere from once a week to then twice a week and then four times a week, very short, about an hour and 15 minutes each rehearsal. But we're really there to explain what the program is like. I think that parents of the children with disabilities, understandably, are a little hesitant to give their children over to someone else. They typically are very protective, and understandably so. And what we're there to do is to reassure them that this program is going to handle them sensitively, that they're going to be valued, and that they're going to have a great time. And we want to really get that particular feeling across. I'll be there to answer questions if parents have them. But basically what we're trying to do is to introduce the concept. We're going to explain how the process works. We're then going to have a little dance number. I'm going to teach the kids a little dance that we do, and so we're going to have a little bit of fun. And then the parents will have an opportunity to ask questions and get those questions answered. That's going to be next week and the week after. And then following that, we will have our first rehearsal, where once again, I will be in town, and I will be leading that rehearsal so we get things off to the right start. So we begin the process with a little bit of singing, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of stage direction, and basically introduce the kids slowly to theater concepts while we're giving them a chance to kind of feel each other out.
How did this project change your life?
You know, I've been involved with children with disabilities for 30 years, and I've been involved in theater for about 45 years. And I have never had anything happen to me that is so magical as this program. It is truly magical. I have had so much fun being involved with these families, not just in Peoria, but as I travel around, I see the same exact thing happening when I travel to different communities and see the love and the support that we're getting for this program. It is just so overwhelming to see the response of the children and of the families. It makes me feel so good because I'm the catalyst that has brought a lot of this happen, but it really is in the children. It's not about me, it's about the kids. And watching these kids interact and grow together is a beautiful thing.
Why did you call it the Penguin Project?
Well, penguins are actually disabled birds. They're real birds, but they can't fly. And so we decided that the penguin was a perfect little emblem for this particular program. And our logo now has two penguins working together on it. And that symbolizes the whole concept of the program, that we are about interaction and social development and acceptance.
How many different penguin projects are working out there, and geographically, where are they located?
The parent program is in Peoria, and we had a 10-year anniversary, and we did Greece school version. We have three other programs in Illinois in different venues. We have one at Willow Creek Church. We have one at Children's Community Theater in DeKalb. And we have another one in Bloomington that's a mixture of a park district, a Kiwanis organization, and Easter Seals. We have three out-of-state replications that just came on board this year. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, the Community Theater of Gettysburg, just finished their production last weekend, and they are the very first out-of-state program to actually come on board and do the show. We have a program in Lincoln, Nebraska that is set to go into production in mid-June, and now we're starting with Murray, Kentucky. I think that the ball is rolling. I'm hoping the ball is rolling. I'm hoping that people are going to start coming on board, learn about the program, decide that they want to do it, because I envision hopefully 5, 10, 15, 20 penguin projects over the course of the next 1, 2, 3 years.
It sounds like you have a great time.
I do. It really is. It's a wonderful project that does so many good things for people. But the bottom line is, it's just fun. You can imagine that it was my busy day, and I'm getting a little bit older. rehearsal rolls around, and I'm about to go to rehearsal, and I say, oh, I really don't want to go. I just want to go home and lie on my couch and watch TV. Within 2 minutes of getting into the rehearsal, I'm overwhelmed with kids, I'm overwhelmed with energy, positive energy, and it becomes such a day-changing experience for me every single time I'm there. You walk in, and no matter how you walk in, when you walk out, you feel energized. You feel energized with all of the emotion that you've encountered that comes from all these kids.
Well, congratulations to you. I know it'll be a big success in Murray. The Playhouse in the Park is a powerful force here.
They really are, and Lisa is fully on board. She is very excited about the prospect. I think the entire board is excited about the prospect. When I came there last month, they were just very, very excited about the whole thing. And this is what we see happening every place we go. It is such a needed program because, as I said earlier, the children with disabilities just don't have a whole lot of social outlets. And so we're really focusing on getting them involved in community activities, not only getting them involved, but getting them involved alongside of their typically developing peers.
Dr. Morgan, thanks an awful lot for speaking with me today.
My pleasure.